Introduction to Science. Section 3. Organizing Data. Being able to read about the experiments that other scientists had performed with the cathode ray tube helped Röntgen discover X-rays. He was able to learn from the data. Presenting Scientific Data. Suppose that you are trying to determine the speed of a chemical reaction that produces a gas. You could let the gas push water out of a graduated cylinder, as Figure 1 shows. You read the volume of gas in the cylinder every 20 seconds from the start of the reaction until there is no change in volume for 3 readings. You make a table to organize the data that you collect in the experiment. Because scientists use written reports and oral presentations to share their results, organizing and presenting data are important science skills. Because you did the experiment, you saw how the volume changed over time. But how can someone who reads your report see how the volume changed? To show the results, you can make a graph. Line graphs show continuous changes. There are many types of graphs that you could use, but which one best shows how the volume changed over time? A line graph is a good choice for displaying data that change continuously. Our example experiment has 2 variables, time and volume. Time is the independent variable. You chose the time intervals to take the measurements. The volume of gas is the dependent variable. Its value depends on what happens in the experiment. When you make line graphs, you should put the independent variable on the x-axis and the dependent variable on the y-axis. Figure 2 is a graph of the data that is in the table in Figure 1. Line graphs clearly show how the data changed during an experiment. A person who has not seen your experiment can look at this graph and know how much the volume of gas increased over time. The graph shows that gas was produced slowly for the first 20 seconds. From 40 seconds to 100 seconds, the rate increased until it became constant. The reaction then slowed down and stopped after about 140 seconds. Bar graphs compare the values of items. A bar graph is useful when you want to compare similar data for several individual items or events. If you measured the melting temperatures of some metals, your data could be presented in a table. Figure 3 shows the melting temperatures of 5 metals presented in a table and as a bar graph. The bar graph clearly shows how large or small the differences in individual values are. A bar graph is a better choice than a line graph for showing single values for many items. Pie graphs show the parts of a whole. A pie graph is ideal for displaying data that are parts of a whole. Winter jackets, such as the one shown in Figure 4, are made of various fabrics that help keep you warm and dry. A jacket may contain 66% nylon, 30% polyester, and 4% spandex. As Figure 4 shows, you can draw a pie graph that shows these percentages as a portion of the whole pie. In this case, the pie represents the jacket. To construct a pie graph, refer to graphing skills in Appendix B. Writing numbers in scientific notation. Sometimes, the value of a measurement is very large or very small. For example, the speed of light in space is about 300 million meters per second. Suppose that you wanted to calculate the time required for light to travel from Neptune to Earth when Earth and Neptune are 4 trillion 500 billion meters apart. To calculate this time, you would divide the distance between Earth and Neptune by the distance light travels in 1 second, as shown in the equations below. T equals distance from Earth to Neptune in meters, divided by distance light travels in 1 second in meters per second. Or T equals 4,500,000,000,000 meters divided by 300,000,000 meters per second. There are a lot of zeros to keep track of when performing this calculation. To reduce the number of zeros in very big and very small numbers, you can express the values as simple numbers multiplied by a power of 10, a method called scientific notation. Some powers of 10 and their decimal equivalents are shown below. 10 to the third power equals 1,000. 10 to the second power equals 100. 10 to the first power equals 10. 10 to the zero power equals 1. 10 to the negative first power equals 0.1. 10 to the negative second power equals 0.01. 10 to the negative third power equals 0.001. In scientific notation, 4,500,000,000,000 meters can be written as 4.5 times 10 to the 12th meters. The speed of light in space is 3.0 times 10 to the 8th meters per second. Refer to Math Skills in Appendix B for more information on scientific notation. Use scientific notation to make calculations. When you use scientific notation in calculations, you should follow the math rules for powers of 10. For example, when you multiply two values, you add the powers of 10. When you divide two values, you subtract the powers of 10. Using these rules can help you calculate more easily the time required for light to travel from Earth to Neptune. Using significant figures. The precision or exactness of measurements can vary. What would you use to measure the distances of two long jumps that are very close? If you use a tape measure that is marked every 0.1 meters, you could report that both measurements were 4.1 meters. But if you use a tape measure that is marked every 0.01 meters, you could report more precise values. One jump was 4.11 meters, and the other was 4.14 meters. Scientists use significant figures to show the precision of a measured quantity. The distance of 4.1 meters has two significant figures because the measured value has two digits. Accuracy differs from precision. Precision and accuracy do not have the same meaning, as Figure 5 shows. If you measure the long jump with a tape measure that has a broken tip, you can still read 4.14 meters precisely. But that number is not accurate because it is not the actual distance of the jump. A measured quantity is only as accurate and precise as the tool used to make the measurement. Significant figures tell you how precise a measurement is, but they do not tell you how accurate the measurement is. Round your answers to the correct significant figures. When you use measurements in calculations, the answer is only as precise as the least precise measurement used in the calculation, the measurement with the fewest significant figures. For example, suppose that you are going to paint a mural on a wall. To figure out how much paint you will need for your project, you need to know the area of the wall. The measured dimensions are reported to be 8.871 meters by 9.14 meters. If you use a calculator to multiply 8.871 by 9.14, the display may show 81.08094 as an answer. But you do not know the area of the room to the nearest 0.00001 square meter, as the calculator showed. To have the correct number of significant figures, you must round off your results. The answer should have the same number of significant figures as the least precise value in the calculation. In this case, the value of 9.14 had three significant figures, so the correct rounded result is A equals 81.1 square meters. When adding or subtracting, use this rule. The answer cannot have more decimal places than the least number of decimal places in the calculation. A calculator will add 6.3421 and 12.1 to give 18.4421 as a result. The least precise value was known to 0.1, so round the answer to 18.4. You have reached the end of this chapter. Before moving on, answer the section review questions. Then take some time to review the main points of the chapter by reading the summary. Finally, demonstrate what you've learned by answering the chapter review questions.